It's beginning to snow. I could see it from my window, the first few flakes drifting down lightly onto the lawn below. There's just a handful of them for now, but the clouds are low and heavy. They'll be coming down thick soon enough. In a moment, I'll turn up the heating, chase away that chilly nip in the air, make the house cozy and warm. The heating's convenient, but on days like this, what I really want is a fire. Not an electric one, a real fire, with thick logs crackling in the grate and embers dancing above them. The kind of fire that I can snuggle down in front of, burying myself deep under a thick, furry blanket. Not real fur, I'm not cruel, but as soft and warm and gentle as the real thing. The perfect blanket to make myself a warm, comfy little nest out of. And since I'm permitting myself this indulgent little fantasy, perhaps I'll add you in and indulge a little of you. You are a bit of a treat, that's for sure. How does that sound? Would you like to join me under the blanket? Good. I thought you might. I'm imagining you entering my fantasy through the door with the wind on your heels. It blows a few stray flakes in behind you before you push it closed and take off your coat and shoes. I'm sorry to make you so cold, but it's important. How else will I be able to warm you up? And I do need to warm you up. I can tell as you bend down for me to greet you with a kiss on the cheek. You're frozen. I take you by the hand, wrapping your numbed fingers in mine. God, you're like ice. Come here, let me warm you up. I'll make you feel better. And as I lift up the blanket to pull you in, you see that beneath it, I'm naked. You may want to stare, and that's okay. You're allowed. But there's only time for a glimpse before I turn you around and steer you gently down into my lap, between my thighs. I pull the blanket close around us, wrapping us up in our soft, warm, comfy little nest. As you lean back to rest against my chest, I wrap my arms around you, holding you close and sharing my body heat. I kiss you softly, lovingly, just behind your ear, and as my breath makes you shiver, I giggle and squeeze you tighter. My nipples stiffen and press into your back. Slowly, gently, my hands begin to wander, warm, supple palms sliding across your body, spreading my heat, melting away goosebumps and massaging a soothing warmth into tight, chilly muscles. Along your thighs they go, then over your hips, under your shirt and up over your stomach until they're cupping your breasts, tracing all the gorgeous contours of the girl I love to hold. And I do love to hold you like this. You feel right. You feel like home and comfort and love. And this time when I kiss your neck, it's not so soft. I linger, savoring the feel of you on my lips. My hands come to rest, soft fingertips slipping under your waistband and sliding deep inside your panties. Not stroking you, not yet, not for now, just resting. Oh, I know, but this is my fantasy. We're going at my pace, so you just settle down and enjoy the fire with me. You'll get what you want soon enough. We've got all night, and right now I want to hold you safe and snug as we watch the flames flicker and warmth soaks into our bones. We stay like this for a little while as the shadows lengthen and embers dance in the air. The gentle rise and fall of my chest lulls you into a state of deep relaxation until your head lolls gently onto my shoulder to rest. And slowly, just and slow and gentle as our breath, my fingers start to move. The pads of my fingertips begin tracing swirly little patterns across your delicate skin. Languid and lazy, meandering everywhere except for that one spot. That sweet spot where you want them the most. Teasing, tormenting, slowly building up a deep, aching heat that pools between your legs. Perhaps drawing a little whimper? You're cute. Next to us is a small bowl of, let's say, strawberries dipped in chocolate. I reach out with my left hand and bring you one, slipping the tip between your lips and gently pushing it into your mouth. My own lips pressed against your throat, feeling the muscles move beneath me as you swallow and, oh, look, there's a little melted chocolate on my fingertips. I wonder, If I were to slip them into your mouth, do you think you'd lick them clean for me? I think you would, and I think that as I slide them in, I'd press my lips to your ear and softly whisper, good girl. I don't think you're shivering from the cold this time. And oh, it gets better, because as you lap warm, melty chocolate from my left hand, my right finds your sweet spot and begins to stroke you in earnest. And it's good. We've done this enough for me to know the way you like it. The right motion, the right pace, the right pressure to make you tremble. In fact, I'm stroking you the way I bet you're stroking yourself right now. It's okay. You're allowed. In fact, I encourage it. In case it wasn't clear already, I am very, very invested in your pleasure. So keep those pretty eyes closed. Imagine that your hand is mine. And give yourself what you need. That's a good girl. My lips press against your throat, feeling your pulse quickening. I can't help but grin to myself at your excitement, the corners of my lips twitching upwards as I keep stroking you. I bring another strawberry to your lips, slipping it inside and pushing it gently downwards, swirling it around on your tongue. Your mouth floods with warm, melty sweetness and the sudden rush of juices as you bite down. I giggle at the little noise you make. So cute. There's no one to hear us, so don't be shy about your noises. It doesn't matter if you moan or grunt or whimper. Your pleasure is beautiful. Let it show. I'm getting a little carried away. It's hard not to, seeing you like this. There's fire in my kisses now. They're coming warm, wet, and open-mouthed, with a touch of eager clumsiness and the faintest hint of teeth. I kiss you again and again, on your neck, your shoulder, your jaw, finding all those tender spots that make you gasp and squirm. And all the while I'm stroking you, stroking, stroking, and I'm not stopping, not until I've melted you into a breathless, loose-limbed little puddle. So you just lie back and let that pleasure build. And it is pleasure that's surrounding you right now, pure, decadent, sensual pleasure. The scent of our arousal mingled with wood smoke. The fire's gentle crackling sounds and the slick, wet ones from between your legs. The lingering sweetness on your tongue. The soft caress of fur. And my hand's steady strokes, building pleasure up, up, up until your legs begin to shake. Pleasure engulfing your senses, flowing through your body, easing its way into your brain, your thoughts, and gently pressing the off switch, melting away any lingering worries, any stresses, any concerns you might have, until they all turn to liquid and vanish like snow in spring. You're getting close to coming, aren't you? Good. I want you to come. I want you to come like this, safe and warm right here in my arms. I want to hold you close, feel the strength of your release as you writhe against me. You're doing perfect. Almost there, just a few more strokes. And as I feel your body go taut, I press my lips to your ear and I whisper, come for me, princess. There we go. Good girl. Good girl. I hold you tight as you write out your orgasm, feeling you tremble in my arms as the spasms run through you. My lips stay pressed to your ear, cooing gently over you. That's it. Good girl. So pretty when you come. Such a good girl for me. It's okay. I've got you. Just catch your breath.
That was a big one, wasn't it? If you just came in real life, I hope that yours was just as intense. You deserve it. And if you haven't come yet, then that's okay too. There's no rush. You can do it in your own time. As long as you picture my hand, of course. And speaking of hands, once you've gotten your breath back and I've licked my fingers clean, I slide my hand into yours, lacing our fingers together and gently pulling you to your feet. Your legs are a little shaky, but that's okay. I hold you close to me, supporting you as we step out onto the decking and ease ourselves gently into the hot tub, snowflakes settling gently around us. The night is still and peaceful. There's no one around but us. No sound except for our breath and the gentle bubbling of the water. I smile at you as we sink neck deep together, the bubbles a warm, soothing caress across every inch of our bodies. Your hair's a little messy, from the windy walk home and from you squirming against me. A handful of snowflakes are slowly melting into it, and your face is still a little flushed. Right now, I'm not sure I've ever seen anything as beautiful as you. I kiss you. I can't really not. It's a deep, slow kiss, and I linger a little on your lips when we part. Then I pull you gently into my lap, wrap my arms around you once more, and let you rest your head on my shoulder. We'll assume I thought to bring the last of the strawberries out here with us, and we finish them together as fresh, crisp snowflakes fall around us. I hope you enjoyed my little fantasy. Maybe it'll keep you warm on cold nights, too. I'll certainly be thinking of you again. Good night, Princess.